How vulnerable is your country to environmental conflict? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Frank Galgano, associate professor in the Department of Geography and the Environment at Villanova University, describes the Vulnerability Risk Index and which countries are most at risk.
Terrorism, cyber attacks, and nuclear proliferation are three of the most prominent threats on today's global security landscape. But another, more subtle danger, climate change, has emerged as an integral factor in assessing vulnerability to acute political instability and violent conflict. In fact, the global community now may be facing the specter of environmentally triggered warfare. Coupled with related economic and demographic challenges, the adverse effects of environmental change may provide the flashpoint that triggers a dangerous downward spiral towards conflict or war. 3/5 of the world's population is vulnerable to the adverse effects of climate change and other problematic effects. After completing a 4-year research study, I have developed a Vulnerability Risk Index, the VRI, which assesses and ranks 173 states, about 87% of the global population, from the most to the least vulnerable to conflict. The 6 variables factored into the equation include exposure to climate change, governance, total fertility rate, gross national income, food security, and existing vulnerability to armed conflict. As might be expected, developing nations in Africa and some Middle Eastern countries demonstrate the greatest level of risk to environmentally triggered conflict, while the United States, Canada, and many European nations, as well as Japan and Australia, are among the least vulnerable. Integration of information into an index like the VRI offers a new lens by which to evaluate new threats on the global security landscape and assess risk related to exposure, vulnerability, and adaptive capacity. The VRI can serve as a roadmap, indicating where preventive and remedial resources would best be deployed to lower a nation's vulnerability to conflict.
That was Frank Galgano of Villanova University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.